From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Martin Bashir has more.
UN spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC on Wednesday. The UN mission there, known as MINUSCO, was alerted to his presence and contacted the Congolese government. The government asked them to facilitate the group's transfer from an area near the DRC-South Sudan border to a location inside Congo, which the UN has not revealed. Asked whether Machar required medical care, Haq said, "We have been providing him with whatever medical assistance he needs." Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence that is preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need. De Mistura cut short a meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force Thursday in Geneva and said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be a discussion of action instead of wishes and promises.
To start with Aleppo, a 48-hour pause that would allow UN humanitarian convoys unhindered to go via the Castello Road to Aleppo.
Stefan de Mistura. The U.S. Olympic Committee has confirmed that two members of the men's swim team have been detained by police in Rio de Janeiro to answer questions about an alleged robbery. Gunnar Bentz and Jack Conger were removed from a plane Wednesday as they tried to head home from the Rio Olympics. They were taken to a special police area in the airport. This is VOA News. Jamaican runner Usain Bolt is back in action Thursday to defend his unofficial title of fastest man alive. As he competes in the 200-meter sprint, Bolt won the race in London in 2012 and already won the 100-meter race this year. Green Party candidate Jill Stein says she has a chance to become the next U.S. president despite the big task of overcoming the dominance of the two major U.S. political parties. During a CNN town hall event Wednesday, Stein called Democrat Hillary Clinton's record very troubling and described Republican Donald Trump as someone who, quoting now, bashes immigrants and is a xenophobic and racist loudmouth, end of quote. The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday that the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The Washington-based IRA says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The New York-based MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter announced Thursday that during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains in the country. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation, raising questions about the survival of their national unity government. A Philippine senator is vowing to continue an official inquiry into President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug trafficking campaign, despite threats made against her. Senator Leila de Lima called Mr. Duterte's campaign an abuse and misuse of executive power during a speech Thursday in Manila. De Lima has launched a legislative probe into the killings of at least 1,000 suspected drug traffickers since Duterte took office in June. The State Department says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia next week to discuss regional issues. A spokesman says Kerry will first go to Nigeria and meet with President Muhammadu Buhari to discuss the threat of the terrorist group Boko Haram. The two leaders will also discuss Nigeria's economy and human rights issues. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.